A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Citi Field, Marlins Mets, first of three, delayed for a long time. But boy, the Marlins didn't mind it. It was a matchup between Justin Nicolino and Chris Flexen. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, after a 5-1 homestand, the Marlins carried momentum out onto the road, and they beat the Mets tonight 3-1 in the opening game of this 7-game trip. Good way to get things started. Miami has suddenly won 17 of its last 27 games, and the Marlins pull within 2 games of 500. We had a 1-hour, 53-minute rain delay before first pitch tonight, so instead of playing ball at 7:10, we started at 9:03. Chris Flexen, the rookie, making his fifth big league start, his first ever against the Marlins. Justin Nicolino on the mound for the Marlins, making his second start since returning from AAA. And the Marlins staked Nicolino to a second-inning lead. Flexen walked leadoff man Marcelo Ozuna, then went after JT Realmuto.
A swing here, and this is a skyrocket to left. It's going to be up, up and away, and a two-run home run for JT Realmuto. 2-0 Marlins against Flexen and the Mets here in the second.
The Realmuto home run, his 14th of the season, RBIs 49 and 50. He already had a career high in home runs. Now he's got a career high in RBIs as well. Knocked in 48 last year. He's now knocked in 50 this season. That home run got the Marlins off and running. It's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Marlins kept on moving against Flexen in the third inning. A one-out walk to Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton walked twice, was 0-for-2 tonight. Didn't hit a home run. G would go to third on a double by Christian Yelich. So the Marlins had second and third. Went out in the third inning for Marcelo Ozuna. Flexen's 2-2 to Ozuna. Swinging a fly ball, center field. That's going to send Lagares back onto the warning track in front of the Geico sign. Makes the catch. Stanton tags. He'll score. Yelich to third on an Ozuna sack fly. Now the ball back to the infield gets away for a second, but is tracked down by Rosario before Yelich could break for the plate. Sack fly makes it 3-0 Miami. Mets would get one run back in their half of the third with one out, consecutive singles by Juan Lagares and Estrubel Cabrera put men at first and second. Lagares took third and a fly ball to right by Cespedes. So the Mets trailing 3-0 and men at the corners, two down for Wilmer Flores. Flores bangs one to left for a base hit. In from third, Lagares. The Mets are on the scoreboard. A big two out hit for Wilmer Flores to make it a 3-1 game. And little did we know, but that Mets run in the third inning would be the final run we would see in this game. Justin Nicolino went the first five for the Marlins, allowed a run on 6 hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out one. Nicolino done after 74 pitches, 55 strikes. He left on line for the victory tonight. Chris Flexen left after 5 1/3 for the Mets. He was on the hook for the loss, having allowed 3 runs on 5 hits with 4 walks and a strikeout. Allowed the Realmuto home run. He threw 97 pitches, 61 strikes. The Mets bullpen, Smoker, Seawald, and Blevins faced 11 and retired 11 over the final 3 2/3 in this one. For the Marlins bullpen, it was relatively smooth sailing. Dustin McGowan walked leadoff man in the 6th inning, but then got a double play ball, allowed a hit. There was a stolen base and an error, but he left Ahmed Rosario at 3rd base in a scoreless 6th. Then Drew Steckenrider struck out the side in the 7th. Kyle Bearclaw with a strikeout in a perfect 8th inning, and we went to the 9th. Marlins 3, and the Mets 1. Brad Ziegler came on looking to lock down his 5th consecutive save since A.J. Ramos was dealt to the Mets. He got Travis d'Arnaud to bounce to 2nd, leading off the 9th. He got Ahmed Rosario to ground to short for the 2nd out of the 9th. And then down by a couple, the Mets sent Mike Conforto up there as a pinch hitter with 2 outs in the 9th.
A swing and a high pop-up. Have to get to that later. This will end the ball game. Over to foul ground behind third. Derek Dietrich has got it. Brad Ziegler gets him 1-2-3 in the 9th. The Marlins put this away quickly. Terrific work by the bullpen. McGowan, Steckenrider, Bearclaw, and Ziegler. And the winner is Justin Nicolino, and a 3-1 Marlins win over the Mets.
That Marlins bullpen combined for 4 innings of one hit shutout ball here tonight. Marlins over the Mets 3-1. For Miami, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 5 men left. For the Mets, a run on 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 6 in this one. Nicolino the winner for the 2nd straight start. He's 2-1. Chris Flexen the loser, 2-2. Brad Ziegler saved number 5. Time of the game, 2 hours, 53 minutes, in front of 25,958 here at Citi Field in New York. Marlins with the victory are 59-61. They improve to 27-32 on the road. Meanwhile, the Mets fall to 53-67. They are a season worst 14 games under 500. And they're 26-35 here at Citi Field. Mets overall have dropped 5 straight. They've lost 16 of the last 22. And they've gone 1-8 in their last 9 games here at Citi Field.
Miguel Rojas went 1-for-4 for the Marlins, made some nice plays in the field. We caught up with the Marlins shortstop postgame.
How much fun are you guys having, man? You guys are winning a lot of baseball games here and creeping right back towards 500, Miguel.
We're playing pretty good right now. We're trying to keep the momentum going. It was a great homestand. We win 5 out of 6, and we got the opportunity to sweep at home to win all 6 games. And it's really good starting this road trip with this W right now. And we're having so much fun, like you said before. We're playing for each other, and this club is doing something special.
I know that injury killed you, man, and obviously you're back on a field where it happened here. But continuing to get the repetitions, playing every single night, do you continue to feel more and more comfortable each and every day?
Yeah, of course. I think I got a lot of room for improvement. I think I can get better with running a scoring position. I think I can help the order down hitting 8. But I feel like my goal right now is trying to turn the lineup up, like with 2 outs, trying to get the bases so the pitcher can get up so we can get a fresh start next inning. So there's a lot to improve, and I keep working on it.
How about the pitching tonight and the performance turned in by your starter, Justin Nicolino?
It was impressive. Outstanding for Nicolino, throwing the ball down, changing speeds. I really like the attitude of Nicolino. He got his velocity back, and I feel that the whole pitching staff is doing great. It's taking right at, like, doing a great job out of the bullpen, giving us a clean inning every time. Ziegler's closing the games. It's a great group effort.
Okay, so the Marlins take game one last night after a 2-hour near rain delay. Game 2 comes your way tonight at 7:10. Fish Family members, if you're joining us this morning, you're looking for that Fish Family bonus code. It is Citi Field. 7:10 tonight, Vance Worley versus Rafael Montero. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins radio network.